In 1622, Father José de Calasanz founded the Piarist Order of Priests. Their mission was to teach poor children. Father José is honored as the patron saint of Catholic schools. The Piarist Order still exists, but for decades in the 17th century, it virtually disappeared, shut down by the Pope. There had been widespread accusations of sexual abuse of the schoolboys by the priests in charge and a cover-up by the cardinals. Documents relating to the time between the order's founding and its suppression 23 years later are just coming to light at the Vatican's Inquisition Archive. One of the first people to see these primary sources of information is Karen Liebrich. She's a doctor of history, and the narrative results of her research into a 350-year-old scandal in the Catholic Church have been published in her new book, Fallen Order, Intrigue, Heresy, and Scandal in the Rome of Galileo and Caravaggio, and she joins us from the BBC. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
We have to talk about the cast of characters. Can you give us just a brief biography of José de Calasanz?
Well, he was a Spanish priest who left Spain in his early 40s, came to Rome in search of promotion, better job, arrived in Rome, and then found himself hanging around waiting for this big job that never would turn up. And while he was there waiting, he started going around helping out in various confraternities, one of which was the confraternity of the Christian Doctrine, which was involved in educating children. The educational facilities in Rome were extremely poor for poor children. There were 14 teachers only for all the boys in Rome, and this was clearly not enough. And he began to help out in a small school in one of the slum areas. And gradually he became more and more interested in this aspect until it took over his life.
The order did a good job. I mean, they did good works and they did educate the children.
Yes, what they offered a service which was greatly appreciated by the population, both by poor children and by the bishops and the councillors, the people who invited them into new towns. So if they were invited in by a prince, he wanted them to teach the poor children. And the poor children flocked to the schools. They had enormous numbers attending their schools.
One of the things that you had access to that had not been seen before in these documents was correspondence by José de Calasanz, some 4,800 letters. During his tenure with the Piarists, this is 23 years, some 350 members of the 500-member order, that's quite a majority, wrote to the Vatican to complain that thousands of these schoolboys had been sexually compromised. What were the nature of some of his responses to those allegations?
Well, the correspondence is particularly interesting because it is between the different teachers of the different schools. It's between Calasanz sitting in Rome as the head of the organization and his outlying deputies, who are in general headmasters of the schools. And so they are very direct. They're not wrapped up in any kind of polite rhetoric. And they just say, do this, do that. And one of the things they say is, find out what's happened, cover it up.
Cover it up how?
Cover it up by promoting the perpetrator, making the parents happy. In fact, there's one case in Naples where the father says, you know, this has been happening to my son. I'm really unhappy. I want the teacher moved. And I would like my younger son to be accepted as well and to have favourable treatment. And Calasanz agrees. So whatever it takes to keep it hidden.
About how many priests were involved in these allegations?
Well, the main perpetrator is one father called Stefano Cherubini. He had an important family, an important father and an important brother who were lawyers at the Vatican and who helped him to cover up the scandal.
What is the position of visitor? Cherubini was appointed by Calasanz to that position. What did that mean?
Well, it meant that he was supposed to travel around the schools as a kind of inspector, school inspector, spending a couple of weeks in each school. So he'd go for 2 weeks, say, to Morricone, 2 weeks to Nani, 2 weeks to Mori, all these are different schools of the Piarist order, and he'd spend the time, in theory, checking that they were observant. So he would investigate the cells of each of the teachers. He would look in at the classrooms. He would make sure that the classrooms were clean, that good teaching practice was happening. But in fact, it means that he has access to all the schools throughout the order.
Thousands of schoolboys, countless priests, and other clerics. What was it? What was the event that eventually convinced Pope Innocent X to shut the Piarist order down?
Well, Calasanz was deposed, and Stefano Cherubini, the main paedophile, became head of the order and continued with his activities, promoted all his friends, and the order began to get a terrible reputation. And this was ignored, and many of the members of the order itself at that point wrote in to the cardinals, to the Pope, to the Inquisition, saying, "We kept quiet before, but now that he has been put in charge of the order, we really cannot keep quiet anymore. This is not a man who should be in charge of children." And that was all ignored. So it wasn't for that reason, it wasn't because of the pedophilia that they were closed down. They were closed down, I think, because it just became too public and too much trouble for the Vatican.
Do you consider Calasanz a bad egg?
No, I don't think he's very pleasant. I think he's very dictatorial, very rigid. We would nowadays call him a bigot, but, you know, it's a 17th century perception, so that wouldn't be fair. I think that he did not deal with the problem. I have absolutely no suspicions of him as a paedophile, absolutely none. Mm-hmm. But he did not deal with what he knew to be problems within his order.
There are some 1,500 Piarist priests in Spain, Italy, Mexico, and Argentina now. Is there any scandal at all associated with the order now?
No.
No.
And I'm keeping a beady eye, so no. No, they're very well respected now.
What insight did your research give you then into the current climate of the Roman Catholic Church and the abuse scandal that it's dealing with now?
The parallels are almost identical. The care for your brother priest above any care for the victim. The idea that you have to keep it quiet at all costs. I think now, in the last probably 2 or 3 years, things have changed a lot because it is impossible to keep it quiet now, and it's costing the church a huge amount of money. But up until then, it was very much, you know, keep it quiet and it'll go away. And I think the parallels are amazingly similar.
How do you think the public would have reacted if this news had gotten out in the 17th century?
If they had dealt with it immediately, in 1629-30, you'd have had a local fuss in Naples. You'd have had a few important nobles being annoyed that their favourite teacher has been taken away. And you'd have had Cherubini's father or brother at the Vatican making a fuss. And then you'd have excised the problem. And they'd have saved themselves suppression and a lot of heartache. I'm not sure that you can cover these things up. I'm sure that promotion of a perpetrator to a more important role and moving him somewhere else and almost encouraging him to carry on is not the solution.
Karen Liebrich is the author of Fallen Order, Intrigue, Heresy, and Scandal in the Rome of Galileo and Caravaggio, published by Grove Press. She joined us from the BBC. Thank you very much.
Thank you.